This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. And joining me now is Tom Spence with WyomingWriters.org and also with Writers, Inc. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Brady. How you doing?
Doing well. We appreciate you coming on the program here today.
Well, I'm glad to have the opportunity to talk about a couple of events that are coming up. First of all, just want to remind everyone that's listening that the Wyoming Writers Conference, the yearly conference, is coming up June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and it's in Dubois this year. And anyone who wants to attend can find all the information on our website, which is at wywriter.org. We've got a wonderful program coming up. Our keynote speaker is William Kent Krueger, who is an author of many tracts about the West and the mountains, and is well published and been on the New York Times bestseller list. He also writes a series of mysteries, which are kind of fun. His protagonist is Cork O'Connor, a good Irishman who manages to solve crimes from the North Woods of Minnesota. How he does that, I don't know, but he does. The other event that I wanted to talk about, Brady, is an event that we're sponsoring, that Writers, Inc., our local writers group, is sponsoring, along with the Johnson County Arts and Humanities Council and the Johnson County Recreation District. And that event is called Indie Publishing, Tips and Tools. And it's going to be presented at the Johnson County Library in the small meeting room. And Steve Raza, who is the technical service librarian at Johnson County Library, will be presenting that forum at 6:30 on Thursday, May 17th. That is going to cover all of the questions that anyone may have about the do's and the don'ts and the yeses and no's about independent publishing.
Well, that seems like it would be quite educational for anyone who's thinking about having something published.
Yes, and, you know, Steve, who has done both published through standard publishers, having gone the independent publishing route, has a lot of experience to get people to thinking, where are they wanting to go the independent publishing route? What are the goals? Is this just a hobby, wanting to get a book published? Is this a business venture? Is it to make historical record? For instance, a memoir or a historical tract about a region that needs to be bound and published? Or is this something much more ambitious, like the great American novel that just hasn't seen the light of day for whatever reason? So, he wants to set people to thinking about why they would want to do an independent publishing project. He'll also help calculate the costs and talk about a sample project all the way from editing to the cover art. He will emphasize, of course, the need for an absolutely perfect manuscript that's been proofed and looked over by separate eyes. You know, authors are the worst people to see their own mistakes. And finally, he will, recount a few personal experiences that might be cautionary tales or might be encouraging tales, depending on how they are read. Anyway, that forum is coming up on the 17th of May, and that's 6:30 at the library in the small meeting room.
And Tom, if people want to attend that, do they need to register ahead of time?
No, they don't. They just need to show up.
Okay.
And we might even have, a little coffee some finger food. You never know if we get really, really into it.
And tell people one more time the website where they can get all this information at.
Okay, the website for the Wyoming Writers Conference is yowriter.com. That is our website.
Okay.
And as far as the independent publishing, there is no website for that because we don't have one, our local group. But it is, again, just to repeat, May 17th, 6:30 at the library.
All right. Talking with Tom Spence with yowriter.org and also with locally Writers, Inc. Tom, thank you so much for taking the time here today.
Well, thank you for having me on, Brady, and keep up the good work down there.
All right. Thank you very much. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo.